Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Peter Apathy. I'm your host this morning, and I have three guests in the studio today. They're all from Parks and Rec. Good morning. Kevin Knox is the Parks and Rec coordinator.
Morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Rachel Fox is our aquatics supervisor.
Hello.
Good morning. And Kira Dent, AmeriCorps.
Hi.
This is awesome to have you in here. This is something that we're trying to do every quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start with Kevin. Kevin, you wanted to talk a little bit about some highlights, things that are going on currently with Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Well, first off, thanks for having us. Really enjoy coming in and talking to you guys and letting the community know what we've got going on at Parks and Rec. Just a little bit of it anyway, because we've got a lot on our calendar these days. Right now, we've got a fun thing happening. Our community orchestra is currently rehearsing and getting ready for an April 26th performance, doing a little bit of Tchaikovsky, some Beethoven, and a fun piece that everybody will recognize that we'll let the surprise come when we play it.
Okay, what are you playing?
I play the French horn.
Oh, you are in the orchestra.
Yes, I am.
I didn't know that Parks and Rec was now managing the community orchestra.
Yeah, it's been a really fun program for us to help continue. It's a great group of people, all ages. There's kids in there in Keat, and then all the way up through, adults that are playing everything from low brass and trumpets to violins and violas, and we have a couple of cellists. So yeah, it's really
super
fun.
Super. And what else do you have going on besides orchestra?
Our gymnastics program is going on the weekends right now at Keat. We've got a great group of parent tots and tot kids in, some kindergartners and Keat age kids, and a really fun new apparatus that we were donated by the Sitka Recreation Foundation. It's an air floor.
An air floor.
Instead of having a spring floor, which is like metal springs underneath, this is an air floor. So we inflate it, and it inflates up to, I think it's like 15 pounds or something like that, and it acts like a spring floor. So it's
like a bouncy castle.
Of sorts. It's much smaller than that, although it does cover a big piece of the floor. It's 40 feet by 25 feet.
Wow.
We're really lucky to have the foundation donate that to us because it really enhances our program there with the gymnastics and then increases safety and all that kind of stuff. So
it's really
great to have.
Excellent. So gymnastics and orchestra, there are a couple things that are going on, but I'm going to turn to the pool now and ask Rachel about the pool. So you are the aquatics supervisor. You're relatively new to Sitka, but not that new.
I'm coming up on a year.
Okay.
So, yeah, about 11 months so far.
Yeah, well, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me what you do at the pool and what programs do you have planned for, in the near future?
Sure, yeah. So at the pool, obviously I'm the supervisor there, so I'm kind of in charge of the staffing, in charge of programming, anything pool-related, that's my job.
Okay.
And so coming up here, we have our spring Learn to Swim lessons coming up over spring break. So those are for ages 3 to 18. We have all sorts of different levels to fit different kids. We also have our adult swim lessons happening in March. I think that starts on the 4th. And that's for adults that just want to be more comfortable in the water. Maybe they need some help floating or stroke, like different strokes and stuff like that. So anything they need help with, that's what we're here for. What else do we have coming up?
Lifeguarding class.
Yeah. Right. So that is at the end of April. So that is a blended learning class. So you'll do the online portion leading up to the class. And then the in-person dates, which is two weekends back to back, are April 26th and 27th, and then May 1st and 3rd.
So lots going on. So you came from San Diego area.
I did.
So were you involved with pool stuff when you were in San Diego?
Yeah, my whole life. So I was a swimmer from a kid all the way up through college, and then I did some coaching after college, and then, kind of did some different things, and then I moved out here. And now we're back at the pool.
Oh, that's exciting. Awesome.
The pool is also available for rentals now.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested in renting the pool, They can contact Rachel at the pool or come by the Parks and Rec office and we can help them out.
Great, great. And we have one more guest in the studio also. So Kira Dent, you're an AmeriCorps service member. So welcome to Sitka. You're also relatively new.
Yeah, just got here at the end of July.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what's your role here with Parks and Rec?
Yeah, so I focus mostly on youth programming. I run my own program with first graders and also kind of help on the back end organizing and doing promo for other after-school programs. We got a lot going on at the moment. A lot of our programs kind of focus on middle school or fifth to eighth grade. We have an after-school art program for middle schoolers. We've got the Blatchley Dungeon Slayers, which is like a tabletop games club, some RPG games, role-playing games, like Dungeons & Dragons. You. Think of that. We have a bike club with the Salty Spoke Bike Co-op, helping kids kind of refine their biking skills. A new club, which just started yesterday for the first time, a coding club for fifth to eighth grade. And then, as I mentioned, the after-school program that I run is called After School Explorers. It's for first graders. It's kind of a combination of some art projects and science experiments.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your background, how you ended up here, and especially with this particular program.
Yeah, so I studied art and physics in school. I always loved kind of the arts and the sciences, never a big fan of writing papers.
Ooh, arts and physics.
Yes.
Okay. I love it, yeah.
And I was always, looking back, I might have been over-programmed as a child, but I loved it. So coming out of school, I knew I wanted to do a year with AmeriCorps. I wanted to do a year of service. And I went to college in a smaller town than I grew up. Just in the outskirts of D.C. So I kind of liked the smaller town. And then so I was looking at AmeriCorps programs. I knew I wanted to work after school. I knew I wanted a small town. And Sitka caught my eye, I think, in part because one of my roommates in college is from here. So I saw Sitka and I was kind of like, oh, Cora's from Sitka.
Okay, what's your connection?
Sorry?
Then who's the connection?
Cora Dow.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
fun. Yeah, so we were first-year roommates. And so I think when I was looking at AmeriCorps positions, you know, this fit the bill in terms of, like, town size, Parks and Rec doing after-school programs. And then, I guess I did recognize the name of the city as well because I knew Cora was from here.
I'm sure she talked about it a lot.
Yes. yeah, her parents would sometimes send her salmon. Oh, salmon's always been my favorite food.
Oh.
Alaskan salmon's better than Atlantic salmon.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, gosh, we are just about out of time. We've been talking about, programs through Parks and Rec for everyone from, earlier than first graders, all the way through adults.
Yeah. We've got a lot of great senior programming going on. Once the senior center's back open again, we'll be hosting it there. Right now, they're kind of distributed in other places. We've got adult programs, art programs for adults. We're just doing as much as we possibly can. People come in and say, hey, I have this skill, I want to share it, and we help that happen.
Great, and you're doing that with four staff?
Yes. And a core of temp part-time staff as well, yeah. So,
So three of those staff are here in the studio, of course, Rachel, Kira, and you, Kevin.
Yeah.
And there's one more staff.
Ellie Campbell is our rock star that kind of helps the day-to-day activities, and she's got the City League stuff going on too. So we've got City League volleyball and basketball that Ellie coordinates, and yeah, she really does a great job with that. So. We've got an awesome team going on at Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I love it. Parks and Rec, it's science, it's art, it's athletics.
It's connection. That's really what it is. It's community connections.
Yeah.
So we're bringing everybody together to have some fun together.
So how do people connect with you if they have questions?
You can get information about any of our programs at recreation.cityofsitka.com. Feel free to give us a call at 747-4031. Or the pool is 747-1893. We've got all kinds of fun stuff and lots of stuff coming up in the summer too. So looking forward to doing our summer camp again for kids and then just other different programming during the summer.
Great. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you again here in 3 months to talk about more things that are happening. I appreciate all of you coming in. We've been speaking with Kevin Knox. He's the Parks and Recs coordinator. Rachel Fox, Aquatic Supervisor, and Kira Dent, AmeriCorps Service Member. Thank you about so much for coming in.
Thanks, Peter, for having us.
Good luck with all your programs.
Thank you so much.